Thank you. I have just turned off my mobile phone, and I hope yours are turned off too. It's a very serious crime in this university for your phone to ring during a lecture. So, phones off. I've just realized, looking at this, that I've been in this university as a lecturer for almost 10 years. I hadn't realized that. So, over those years, the education system, I guess in any country, but certainly in Britain, has undergone certain changes and certain reforms. And what you have to remember when you ask people about the education system is often the answer they give you refers to the system when they were students. So even if you ask your teacher, they might tell you what the education system was like when they were students. What I'm trying to do today is to update you so that when you start studying in September or October in this university or any other university in Britain, and you start mixing more with the British students or the students who were educated in Britain, you will understand more of the background and the system in which you are studying. First of all, my own qualifications for talking about this are, of course, first of all, because I am British. I was born in Britain. I was educated mainly in Britain. But I have also worked and studied in many other education systems in the world. So roughly half of my life has been spent outside of Britain, and most of that in other education systems. So although I went to school in Britain, in Southampton, for 14 years, and although I have studied at three British universities, Warwick, Reading, and Aberystwyth, I have also studied and worked in schools and universities in other countries. So I'm able to compare the systems and to point out to you things which may not be obvious if you haven't been in England before. How many of you have actually already studied in a British university before Reading? Has anybody studied already? No. Have any of you studied in a language school in Britain or another, anything else? No? You have. Right. Okay, a few. Good. I should point out that when we talk about the British education system, all of what I say applies to two of the countries of Britain, but not necessarily to the other two. The United Kingdom consists of four countries. Yes? England, Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland. The education system that I'm talking about is the system in England and Wales. Scotland and Ireland have their own education system. There are some similarities, but there are some differences. So some of the things I say do not necessarily apply to Scotland or Northern Ireland. Most of the population of the United Kingdom does in fact live in England or Wales. You know, more than 50 million of the 60 million live in England or Wales. There are three sections to what I have to say. I'd like to, before I talk about the higher education system, I'd like to give you some idea about what goes on before the higher education system. So I'd like the first part to be what precedes higher education. When you mix with British educated students, students who've been educated in Britain, what kind of system have they been through before they came to the university? Secondly, I'd like to talk about how higher education is organized and funded. Money increasingly becomes important, so often questions concern funding. And then finally, and perhaps most importantly for you, I'd like to talk to you a little bit about what the higher education system, the system which you are now entering, expects from you as a student, and how that might be different or similar, maybe different from or similar to what you've what you have experienced in your own countries or the countries where you were previously educated.